Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Cass, trying something new tonight. We got something new tonight called Fantasy Hour. What's up, Tom?
What's up, Doc?
Not a thing.
It's going down. Let's do this.
Fantasy Hour, baby. Let's get it going.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Let's make it happen.
Wow. Sound like you be a Daddy Kane tonight.
Oh, say that again, bro. I'm just taking care of a little business.
So it sound like you doing the Eddie Kane tonight.
All right. I'm good. So what we looking like?
Man, you know how we do it, man. We network in politics like we always do.
On that fantasy tip. On the fantasy tip. All
right. Time to be...
So what's your fantasy? I mean, no homo.
I mean, I don't know, man. Right now, my head gone. I got 100 different ones going in my head right now. Oh, shit. I mean,
all right, I tell you, man. This is what I like to do, man. I got a few different fantasies, dog. You know, I want a harem, dog. Just a harem.
That would be nice.
You know, a big ass house. I got 7 bedrooms, different one each one. Each day of the week. You heard me? That's what's going on.
I'm trying to get all of them in the same night.
Well, each day of the night. You know what I'm saying? Each day. Every day is a different one in a different bedroom.
Nah, I'm talking about I'm trying to hit all of them in one night.
I don't think you're physically able to do that, bro.
Shit. I guarantee you have fun trying.
Well, yeah, you have some fun. And shit, about the 4th and 5th one, man. The 6th and 7th will be ready to chop your head off. They like, shit, it's my turn.
I don't know, man. If you start out early enough, you just might be able to pull that off.
If you can make that happen, dog, I'll touch you on the back and tell you, you're way better man than me because I wouldn't even try it.
I mean, it's just like going to work. I mean, you go in, just say you work in a 7-to-3 shift. That's 8
okay.
hours. You got to put in your right. little work there. You put in an hour work. You slack off for about 20, 30 minutes. You put in another hour work. Slack off maybe 45 minutes. Put in another hour work. 8-hour day.
Yeah, but with all those breaks, you still missing about 4 hours worth of breaks.
Well, I mean, like I say, everybody ain't gonna get that whole hour. Somebody's just gonna get a quick 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
But never. I mean, then if that's the case, then it's just like you working overtime.
Well, yeah, if you put it that way. Well, shit, it's a fantasy, so.
That's
good luck.
Hell.
Handle your business.
Right, man. You determine my fantasy here.
No, my bad, dog. That ain't what I'm trying to do. I wish you all the luck in the world. I prefer to just go, you know, one every day. I'm cool with that. Ain't no Guinness World Records for me. A different one. You know, and then when that week is over, I just bring in 7 new ones.
Okay. Well, I understand in that for all practical purposes, that's cool. But now let's get a little bit more, realistic.
All right.
Unless you hit the Powerball, that harem ain't about to happen right about now.
Hell no.
So get a little bit more realistic. Something that you could probably get away with now.
I'd like to be in the Mile High Club.
You know, I was on the plane, and that's all I thought about while I was on there. But what can you actually get that type of the privacy to do it?
In the bathroom.
Man, have you ever been in one
of them? In the bathroom.
I'm saying, have you ever really been in one of them bathrooms? Maybe I was just on a smaller plane. But shit, it was barely enough room in that motherfucker for me.
Yeah, but motherfucker talking about getting naked. You'll make room. You'll squeeze up in that bitch.
True, true.
With the quickness. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Now, what's yours?
Honestly, I have to go. And don't ask me why. It's just something, I don't know, man. It's just something about it. If I could, too Hispanic.
I've never had one of those.
I have, but it's just like, just better than having two, and they doing all that, and they calling you Poppy Chulo, and this, that, and the other.
Hey, Poppy.
Right, right, right. It's just something about that name that gets me every time.
It's sexy, man. That shit is sexy. That shit's sexy than the most. Hey, Poppy.
Right.
With the lights off, that shit sounds sexy as hell.
Right, right.
Lights
right.
On. It don't matter. On or off. I can do Poppy all day long.
Right. Doesn't matter, you got two of them.
Ooh.
No,
that's
I mean?
A nice fantasy. That's a nice fantasy. I could do that. I would love to try that one out.
Boo, I mean.
And it is realistic.
Right.
It can happen.
Exactly.
You feel me?
That's my point exactly.
Woo! Just thinking about it, man, it's kind of making motherfuckers say, damn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get that old arsenal of things that make you go,
Right, right, right. I'm gonna say that.
That's one of them. You know what I'm saying?
I'd
like to know some female fantasies. You know, do they fantasize about 16 inches and shit like that? Can you even handle that?
I don't know, bro. Now, you know, we did have to do a thing on SinCity.Spruce.com, but that was like 32 inches. So I don't know if motherfuckers figure they can take half of that one or what.
Yeah, I know, man. I remember that, man. She took all that. And it looked like she had room for more. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but did you see how she just pulled it out all? Just like it was like it wasn't even in there.
I know. That was man. That shit was amazing.
I mean, she was so calm about it. Just like, my God, damn.
Like it wasn't nothing. Cut this shit off, man. This shit is bothering me.
You say what?
I say this shit was bothering me.
What's that?
Motherfuckers call, you don't answer the phone, and they hang up and call right back. That kind of shit.
Nah.
But I took care of that.
I got something.
So, man, we it's bumping up, man. Three shows, bro.
You said what now?
I say three shows, the Fantasy Hour.
All right, man.
Let's go out.
Oh, what I'm saying, dog. Like I said, sooner than later, shit gonna spin off. I'll say, man, it's real soon when we hit that serious channel. That's what I'm looking at us hitting that serious radio.
Oh, yeah. Nationwide, baby. Nationwide, get the fantasies going. You know what I mean?
What?
Pump up the toy shop. All that good shit, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what's up.
Like I say, so y'all who listening, check it out. Welcome to the Fantasy Hour. Hey, sit back, relax, do what you do, get your drink. If you got your girl with you, hell, cuddle up next to her. Shit, y'all motherfuckers can get on here together and talk about what y'all want to do. As long as it's together, I hope, and no motherfucker want to get on here. And she talking about she want to be with motherfucking Big Papa Pump, and he talking about he want to be with somebody else.
No, not those kind of fantasies.
Then again, hell, if that floats your boat, then fuck it.
Well, that's a serious fantasy. You fantasize being with somebody else?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Both of us are going to be getting divorced. Baby, it's just a fantasy. I see your ass on out the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That could be a... But I thought you was going to say, nah, you ain't think I was going to say shit.
Right. Well, they said our fantasy. That's what you fantasize about all day?
So when I'm with you, that's what the fuck you thinking about.
You know what I'm saying? Big Papa Pump.
She thinking about fucking two mandingos. Motherfucker be like, well, what are y'all going to go home and do? I don't know what I'm going to do with old gang bang right here.
You know what I'm saying?
Back home.
That's our new name. GB.
Right.
The gang banger.
Hold on. We're gonna let that go. We said tonight is all about fantasy hour. We ain't trying to get nobody started at night. We ain't going to get nobody beat up tonight.
We're trying to get
a motherfucking laid tonight. I mean, so that's like I said, everybody's listening. Shit, if you got a fantasy, I mean, shit, if it's the fantasy, I will press one.
That's all you got to do. Tell me yours, I'll tell you mine. Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
There we go. All right, what's up, brother?
What's going on tonight?
Chilling.
What's up?
I'm excited.
We figured we're
going to try something new tonight. I'm excited. We're going to do the fantasy hour.
Okay.
Now, the fantasy hour consists of letting your fantasies go. Anyone that you know, anything you're thinking about doing, anything you want to do. I mean, you know, tonight is all about having fun.
All right.
And feel free to use me and Father Time at any point in time.
Okay. Ain't nobody offering up information first before me. Like, I'm just, you know.
Well, no, you're the inaugural one.
Well, let me see. I don't want to say they fantasies. It's like, I keep having, like, flashbacks of sitting on somebody's face.
Okay.
And it's just like, ugh. Like, I get I don't want to say a tingling sensation, but like a, ooh, it goes through my body, and then I can get a flashback, and I want a session. I ain't had one in a minute, you know.
A session. What'd you say?
Okay, talk to me like a fifth grader. What's a session?
A session is when I just lay there and enjoy being ate up for hours.
Okay.
What about the 69?
I said I just lay there and enjoy.
I mean, no, that's her fantasy. You can't put your twerk to her fantasy.
I mean,
but now I do gotta ask you. Just laying there, it don't make you want to do nothing else.
Oh, after he get through, yeah.
I mean, nah, because I'm saying, you know, I mean, what's the whole demo? You gotta, like you said,
bring
it back.
I mean, because see, like, basically, he doing it so good, I can't do nothing else but grab pillows, my hair, and his body, just, oh my goodness, his ears, whatever. But, oh my goodness, I tell you.
Okay, and once that part of it's over.
Oh, and then that just, it's like I'm ready. I'm like wet, ready to go. And depending on how calm he is, because he might be ready to go too, but, you know, depending on how calm he is, I'm going to show my appreciation, you know what I'm saying, show him what these lips can do and his throat can do and all that good stuff.
Okay, give us some details. Break it down. It's all about
break down how I stick the tip of the dick in my mouth and lick the tip of the head off just so soft and suck on it. And then I deep throat it all the way down to the back of my throat till I can't breathe in this motherfucker.
Sounds like a plan.
I like to just, you know, blow my mind, you know what I mean? Because they don't expect for it to go all the way down, down, deep down in the back of your throat. They don't expect for it to go that far.
I don't know. Now, maybe when you were younger, you didn't think so, but now you kind of expect it.
You expect it?
Yeah, you kind of be like, hey, goddamn, girl, you grown. You should be used to this.
Well, I can say that every time that I have done it, people act as though they've never received such a miraculous experience before. So I don't know.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's not how deep you go. Maybe it's just the whole feel of it.
Mm.
You know, you some motherfuckers can put it all the way in the back of their throat, but they might hollow mouth it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You like, hey, I ain't feeling nothing.
Oh, okay. I would like for a man to tell me, like, but I've never had that happen. I've never had nobody tell me, oh, I wasn't doing it right, or
you want somebody to tell you that?
No, I just would like to tell me what you want, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I'm good at what I do.
So you want somebody to tell you, hey, why don't you suck my dick? Is that what you're saying?
I want him to instruct me on how to do it.
You know what? Spoken like a true lady. Okay, now let me ask you. You got a lot of motherfuckers that don't believe in that.
Don't believe on being instructed?
Yeah, a lot of motherfuckers be like, shit, don't tell me what to do. I know what to do.
I mean, I have my moments where I know I'm finna get down on this and you just need to lay back and let me do what I do. But I also, you know what I'm saying, like instructions, just like, you know what I'm saying, men don't like to be instructed on how to eat, but sometimes they need to be.
Okay, I mean, I can agree with that. In some instances, motherfucker might do need to be.
Yeah.
I would love that, man. I would love to just sit back and just tell you what to do without you getting mad.
Right.
Shit, that's a fantasy
like,
in itself.
You know, it's a couple of females that I know who it's like they talk out of both sides of their neck because they said that it turns them on to give oral pleasures, but it also make them feel degraded to get on their knees and all this. And I just don't understand.
Well, fuck it, we can lay in the bed.
Right.
You ain't got to get on your knees.
I'll lay flat.
I mean,
that's what's up.
Do men think in their brain that they're degrading a woman when they do that?
I don't.
Shit. Actually, what they say, the frosty side of you be jumping up and down for joy.
Yeah.
The grown up side of you be like, yes, please do. The kid in you be like, please, 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 please.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
All right.
I would love to do the teacher student shit, man. I would love to do that fantasy.
Yeah.
You do exactly everything I say? Shit, that's what's up. That's a fantasy right there. And then you can switch it up.
But you know what I really want to do? I want to be in a room full of people doing it and nobody know I'm doing it.
Like a movie theater?
No. Like a room full of people, like a house. And everybody sitting watching TV or playing a game or playing spades or something. And I'm just sitting over in the corner riding them backwards.
That's going to be a hard one to pull off.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's pretty tough.
Now,
if y'all in a separate room.
How is it going to be tough?
You said if everybody just playing spades or whatever, motherfucker, look over. Hey, you don't get to look at one. Hey, Tyson, look over there. Butt over there, ride the shit out that nigga. Look at him, keep moving our hips.
I mean, that's why you ain't going to do it like, you know what I'm saying? So normal that everybody know you doing it. They ain't going to do it so you can tell on yourself. You just like, you know, slow riding it.
I hope you pull that off. If you do, please let me know how it happened.
I was thinking about that.
I don't say you're gonna get away with that one. I'll be looking like a what the fuck they over there doing?
I have got away with a lot of things, like, you know.
But you know it couldn't be no moaning involved.
Yeah, I can handle that.
The first one? Hey man, I'm gonna drop these cards.
I'm a cough when it you know.
What y'all doing over there?
Right.
Just sit the head chair.
In my chair. My favorite chair.
Just sit the head chair. That's comfortable.
All right. Ain't gonna be your favorite chair no more.
Mm-mm.
Well, take that with you, bro. You just bought that.
If you can make that happen, though, I would like to know about that, too.
I will inform you.
Hey, like I say, we post videos, fancity.spruce.com. That's all you got to do.
Now, you can't get it on tape because somebody got to be the cameraman.
Oh, you can't even let nobody, you can't even tape it.
Right, you can't let nobody know what you're doing.
Unless we set it up like that, like from the beginning. I put a little camera and a teddy bear or something and put it to the side. Oh.
Well, good luck with that.
I'm hoping to see that. I'm gonna be looking every day. What have made this one yet?
Yeah, I'm look into that.
Okay. Now, Butter, I don't know if you've been on the site though, but. I think we got something that you're going to kind of enjoy.
Yeah, I was supposed to get on that last night, but everything wasn't working last night.
Well, we got my man, Mr. Marcus Jr., and we got Space Mountain on now. So, for the ladies, strictly for the ladies.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that.
Mr. Marcus got his video posted?
I'm not sure, but I believe he posted the pics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. Childless tonight too.
Oh
yeah.
Tell me a fantasy that you've already fulfilled.
Oh, let me see, a couple of them. The first one, when I had sex on the ground. Well, I received oral pleasure on the Greyhound bus for like 3 hours straight. Well, 2.5 hours straight. We got off. Got back on and continued. That was awesome.
2.5 hours without stopping?
Without stopping. I mean, it was like, I didn't know how we was going to do it, right?
That motherfucker had to be thirstier than the motherfucker.
He was, oh my goodness, ate it up. Do you hear me? I was just like, oh, my goodness. I don't even know if anybody can see this, but, Lord have mercy. Give me goosebumps.
He had to drink a whole lot of water after he was done. His mouth had to be dry as hell. 2.5 hours? That's a long time.
Yeah, that's worse than smoking weed. I know he had cotton mouth like a motherfucker.
Had to.
I mean, you know, I've had sessions like that before with 2.5 hours. We went on the Greyhound bus, but, you know.
I ain't never done it that long.
Yeah.
Okay, I from what I'm understanding, you love to be orally pleasured.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
I mean, because you got some long time slots.
I mean, but see, I can also go all night, too, you know what I'm saying? So, like, say we started at 7 o'clock at night, and you start, you know, giving me oral pleasure. 10 o'clock at night, you know what I'm saying? Most people done, you know what I'm saying, busted a couple of nuts and went to sleep. I'm still ready to go. 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I sleep like a motherfucker. I've been asleep.
I ain't goddamn. Motherfucker, these got to eat a sandwich, take a nap or something.
I mean, I have done it. Like, you know, going, oh my goodness, from the time we start to the first, 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. My fucker's getting up, getting ready for work. We still getting it in. Ugh.
There's got to be a break in there somewhere. A man's body can't hold up like that.
Hold on now.
I mean, it was a drink on the nightstand, you know what I'm saying? But that didn't stop the flow.
Okay, well, what's another one you've already accomplished?
Let me see. Okay, like, this happened years ago. We had sex on the pool, like, okay. It's an apartment complex out here that, you know, of course, we were on the pool at night, after midnight, and it wasn't no tents or nothing to hide us or nothing. We just did it right there on top of the pool, like on the little, we weren't in the water or nothing.
On like the tarp that covers the pool?
No, the seats, the chairs, the, you know, the layout and...
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Bless you, child. Bless you.
Yeah, it was like a porno right there, out there in the open. I don't know what was wrong with me that night, but I enjoyed every moment. Somebody could have took a whole tape of that, and I wouldn't have never knew.
That's my chance.
What? Hold on. What's going on, Janice?
Hello.
Hey, Timmy.
How you doing?
Good.
Don't do that. Not tonight. Don't do that, bro.
What? Me?
No, not you, but I'm talking to he know who I'm talking to.
Oh, okay.
All right, Janine. Welcome to
my fantasies.
Huh?
Strictly fantasies tonight.
Uh-huh.
Butter was telling us about fantasies that she's already done.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other you got crossed off your list already?
I had a naked pool party. That
really?
Was one of my fantasies, yeah.
How many people?
It was like 1, 2, 3. It was like 2 of my friends, females. And then there was 2 guys, and then one of the guys' girlfriends.
And everybody just running around naked.
So the ratio was 4 to 3.
Yeah, there were 4 women to 2 guys. So
that was a nice party.
It was a fight. We were in the pool, and we would get, you know, you got to get in and out the pool, so. Everybody was just naked. It was a
body just glistening. come on, let me talk to you. You know I always liked you, right?
Huh?
I see, you know, I'd have been like, you know I always liked you, right? I mean, just stand right there. Don't move. Hey, you, come here. You know I always liked you, right?
Did it turn into an orgy?
The one guy was my ex-husband. And, you know, it ended up being a foursome with the 3 women.
This motherfucker had the best. How did he become your ex? He just had the best of all type of situations.
Yeah, he did.
And then, of course, because the guy was his friend, and he, of course, he tried to get with me ever since then. I don't suggest that with your best friend.
Okay.
Nah, you ain't. Hey, if I gave you one, you would never see that motherfucker ever again in life. We flying him in. We flying him in, and he's flying right the fuck back out.
Yep. And, I mean, his girlfriend was down, too. She was down, but, you know. He wanted to swap me with his girl, but you know, my ex-husband was like, no, you know what I'm saying?
Must be out your motherfucking mind.
So he was trying to set up stuff for us to all like go out together, like we went on a trip, and he got this hotel room where all of us stayed in the same room. And so him and his girl saw fucking right in front of us.
Mm.
And so, of course, you know, I was like, well, what you gonna do? You know, they just fucking, I guess, I don't know what they was trying to do. I'm not the one that set it up.
Well, I can already tell you what they was trying to do.
Well,
they figured they'd start, then y'all would start, then they gonna start switching.
Hey, dog. Hey. Hey, Janine, trying to get up and go to that other bed.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Yeah.
He Yeah, that's basically how I went. I didn't try to get up, though. I actually was trying to fuck him. I was riding him, and the covers kept falling. He kept trying to keep the covers. He kept trying to keep me covered up. He didn't want his friend to see me. And it was like, I was like, okay, this is not cool.
You should have told him to go get some ice.
He was uncomfortable, so.
I can imagine. His friend talking about, hey, man, go let her get loose.
We're talking to your cool ass, nigga.
So that was nice. But that pool party was nice. Because after we all got out the pool, we went in the house. And, you know, of course, he wasn't going to have him stay. But, of course, he was jealous. His friend was jealous. Because he didn't get to stay.
Hell no. All right, player. Part of the party, you get to go home.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Did dude know it was going to be that kind of party before he got there?
No. I just decide stuff like that. I'm like spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, come on, y'all. Everybody, I just take my clothes off and we just get naked. Everybody used to just follow.
Too bad I didn't know you back then, huh? Man.
He's doing the G-Money. Sneak, get your ass down.
Well, I can tell you one I haven't done. I have never been tied up like I want to, you know, like dominatrix type stuff. I've never been done. I mean, I've been choked and stuff like that, but I actually want to be tied up and spanked and stuff like that.
That master shit.
Yeah. All about control.
Fuck while I'm sitting in the courtroom. She told me to do it.
Okay. That's something she told me to do, y'all. I swear, I got witnesses.
But we're going to have to sign a contract before that one happens. I'm not responsible for anything that happens.
I would like to try that dominatrix stuff. I want to be the dominator, though.
I
want to be led around on a chain and shit, like a dog.
Yeah, I want to be the one that's the submissive one.
Oh, shit, there we go. I'll be the dominant one.
I'm going to tell you now, bro. If I ever walked in that damn room and seen you that dog with motherfucker, a dog collar and thong,
that ain't gonna happen, bro.
It
ain't gonna happen. I wouldn't be the one doing the paddling and slapping the ass and shit.
With that ball in your mouth?
Hell no, and a pamp on.
Well, I'm just. Hey, I'll just be standing out the door waiting on you to come out. Hey, bro, we need to talk.
I would like to try that shit, though, man.
You do know you're off the show, right? You're no longer with the show.
I would love to try that shit, man.
I still want to choke a motherfucker.
I'd like to try that shit. It's a few things I'd like to try.
Me and Tell Me Mother Nature ain't let you choke her yet.
Oh,
hell no.
Damn, no.
Archive that show, man. It's like, no. Yeah, it's too high. Oh, my bad.
That's such shit, nigga. You too strong.
No, we ain't trying to choke and shit.
I'm willing, though. I'm definitely willing. I choke the fuck out of my horse.
I had a fantasy where I wanted to send my ex-husband to fuck somebody just so he could come back and tell me how it was.
You actually did that, or that was a fantasy?
No, it happened.
You actually told your husband to go fuck somebody else and come back and tell you how it was?
And then I fucked him when he got home. Sucked the cum and shit off his dick because I told him don't wash it off.
I don't know why I met you.
You
want to
get married? Will you marry me?
I keep looking for somebody. I'll be your husband.
Hey. I mean, it was somebody.
They don't make them like you. I ain't never ran across you.
It was somebody I knew. It ain't like I just sent him out there to just fuck any bitch or something like that, but. Yeah.
That ain't the point. The point is you let him go do it. You told him to go do it.
I did.
You're a hell of a catch for a motherfucker, boy. I'm going to be lucky as hell to have you.
Hey, go over there. Hey, you get off work, you goddamn baby, I sure am tired. Hey, you too tired to do something? Well, you know, I ain't that tired. Well, good. Go over there to such and such house. She needs some dick right now. What?
That'll be my response. Like, what? You setting me up? I'm wrong here. This ain't right.
Have you ever been in a one-on-one relationship with a woman?
No. I mean, I've had women that wanted to, but I just got to have some dick in my life. I mean, I've been with women for a long time. It's just, I always got to be that man now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know. But I did all the regular, you know, fantasy stuff. The elevator on top of the roof, on top of the garage.
Oh, I've done the roof too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it raining?
All of the normal stuff.
Was it raining when you was on the roof?
No, it wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. But it was a nice breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what, man? That's the one I haven't done. The rain. I haven't done the rain.
I did it in the rain, on the beach, the beach, the sand, the...
Yes. In the beach, water.
Fuck the beach. She'd be like, let me ride you down there drowning like a motherfucker.
Right. Lifeguard.
In the car, on top of the car. Shit, underneath the car.
We talking about underneath the car. I told you what I was going to do.
I told you, you got that truck, though. You got that truck, though.
I'm taking your shoes like a motherfucker. Yeah, with the truck, you don't need no jack with the truck.
Right, dog. You just slide on up under there and go to work. Hey, you broke the truck
in? Yeah, that's true. What motherfucker do sit high?
Hey, Mike, can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
You broke the truck in yet?
No, not yet, man. I just got it back.
You supposed to broke that in the first day.
No. No, we ain't broke in yet.
He said he liked that new car smell.
Fuck that. I like that old pussy smell. about that new Gospel shit.
Yeah, that's what we ain't got around to yet.
What, do you plan on it, bro?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we going to the drive-in.
That's the most dangerous situation, though, to be driving and receiving oral pleasure from a woman.
No, bro, you can't, it got to be spontaneous. See, you going there, you already know what you're planning on doing.
Well, shit, that's where we planned it, bro.
No, man, I'm saying, it's not supposed to be planned, it's supposed to be spontaneous. I'm going to wait to the grocery store, some shit like that.
I feel you.
Thanks for
fucking up my fantasy.
I'm just saying, dog. When you plan it, it seems like when you plan shit, it never goes right.
Never go the way you expect it to go. But when you just decide to pull that dick out and suck the head all the way until it just...
And there you have it.
They can be ready.
Man, I'm trying to live.
Fuck around and be the toast some shit up.
Oh, come on, man. Don't tell me you can't do two things at once.
I really don't think she would be able to handle this and that, too. I really don't, but...
I got to concentrate.
You say what?
I got to concentrate. I'm not good at multitasking.
I can see this motherfucker swerving out.
He started breathing so hard, his glasses started fogging up.
Damn it.
Hold up.
He'd have to be pulled over already, for real.
Oh, man. Oh, what? Hey, man, I'm sorry. But, you know, she just brought back memories, man. So you glad we got phoned up.
I know where you're going.
Help. I think his legs would be shaking and everything afterwards.
No.
That thing fogged his glasses up.
He'd have to drive.
Stop holding glasses.
He can't breathe. What is he laughing at?
No, I don't know.
Memories, they will choke you up.
I'm sorry, y'all. That's very unprofessional, but I couldn't help it. Y'all don't remember the time when Papa Tom, they said you need a safe word. Papa Tom get to choking you. Y'all have a say.
Stop.
They said they had the right stop on his glasses, but he went stop. Why you didn't stop? She put stop on your glasses. Oh, I thought that said pot.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was. I don't know who said that shit. That shit was funny as hell, though.
I missed that one.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember who said it.
Sunshine.
I think it was Sunshine.
She said, I thought he said it said pot.
I missed that one.
I don't think he was on the show that night. It was pretty good at the time. It was pretty
good.
Oh my God. That was beyond funny.
Yeah. Whatever. At the time it was funny, but it ain't funny now.
No, man, I'm sorry. You're right.
I could never put myself in a situation where I have to have a safe word.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised at that with you.
What kind of shit do you do where you have to have? I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't even have a safe word.
I don't think it's necessary.
You just need to know me. You just need to know me.
It ain't necessary.
You better give me a safe word.
If you choking me, you should know.
Yeah.
Hey, you start turning blue. I need to let you go.
Mm-hmm. That's a safe word, blue.
My body will show you if I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
She fighting this shit.
What you doing? But see, fuck with me, I'd be like, I thought that was part of it.
See,
oh,
that was
my own.
Spot.
I wouldn't go that far anyway. I do want to try it, though. That is a fun thing. I would love to try it. Just once.
Well, man, shit, just ease your hand up there.
No, I think she archived that show, man. Like, no, no, no.
See, you don't let us know it's coming, bro. You just, you know, you go in, dog. This is what you do. You go in and you just be aggressive the whole night. So, I mean, if you being that aggressive, it's not just out of the ordinary because you just being aggressive the whole night. Flip over, you know what I'm saying? Push on the bed hard. You know what I'm saying? Pull out hell. That's, you know, smack that ass extra hard. I don't know, she in for a rough night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Man, Chuck, I was like, you know that shit you said about my mama?
See, you know what, dog? Don't tell nobody, man.
Okay.
Just let it go. Don't even do it.
Some people just don't need to be experienced.
Yeah, that's just one thing you just don't need to experience, bro.
That's why I need a safe word.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You know what I'm saying? Because I never even thought of no safe word until y'all just mentioned it.
Wow. I would so hate to hear about the lost soul we lose, because he'd probably kill a motherfucker for real. I swear I didn't hear her say it. We have it on tape, sir. You be recording the situation. She said the safe word like 7 times. You did not hear her?
You never hear it, man.
How the fuck can she talk when I'm choking her anyway?
Don't you feel like tapping out? She was tapping out.
Oh, yeah, that probably has to be my safe word. Tap me on the shoulder, on the arm, or something. Let's do it like
I
that.
I didn't feel it. I didn't feel her touching me. You have scratches deep in your back, sir.
Right. Oh, you like real rough, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh,
story, and I'm sticking with it. I didn't know.
You might need one of those red light, blue light type shit, you know.
Well, fuck it. They'll find a hanger from the goddamn ceiling fan. And she killed herself.
Wasn't
me.
That show is cold, brother. That show is cold.
I wouldn't kill nobody, man. But I still would. I would love to try it, man. And that dominatrix shit.
I would love
to do that shit. If I could just give me complete control, you 100% submissive, man, I would love that. I'll eat that shit up.
And I mean, we'll I game every orgy. I know y'all know about all the orgy parties and stuff, but it would be nice for once where I could participate.
Okay.
I always seem to go with people that don't allow me to participate.
Okay. They be selfish. That's not fair.
They'll go, and I'll let them do stuff, but never can I do anything. It's not my fault.
I would love to go to one of those, too. don't get those kind of invites. I mean, you don't have to participate, right? You can just stand there and watch her participate, right?
Hey, no, you don't have to participate. But sometimes, I mean, you see all these people fucking. I think one day I just went down and started fucking his dick. I mean, you get horny. I mean, it wasn't like no, I wasn't fucking nobody else. It was him, but, you know, you get there, you watch it, you get horny. You watching all these people fucking and fucking and.
Yeah, I'm at some point in time, I'm going to turn into Father Time. I'm going to start grabbing ass.
You know, don't tease me like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you go to a party like that and not just stand there?
I mean,
man,
I'm
grabbing some of everything.
I'm respectful. If he don't want me to be with nobody else, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But he knew I didn't mind, so.
Stay right here. Don't move. I'll be right back.
But that'd be the problem because he can't do too much because then he'll be worried what I'm doing or he worried like somebody trying to get up on me. You see what I'm
saying?
Right. Oh, he couldn't.
Okay,
do too
let me ask you this. Since he didn't want you to participate. Now, y'all could have just started doing y'all own little thing right there, right?
Yeah, we could. We did. And then we also found women and, you know, we did threesomes and stuff like that. He didn't want no other man to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can respect that.
Hey, brother, you round up our joint? Get lost, fucker.
I can definitely respect that. I don't think I can, you know, watch another man, you know, getting down with my girl neither. I don't care what kind of party it is.
So you couldn't go to a sex club?
I mean, we went all the time, though.
No, I said Father Time couldn't go to a sex club.
Yeah, I could.
Mean, they do try to approach you, though. I mean, but if your woman not on that, if she respectful, then she know you don't want her to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because they do approach you. They don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I've been getting a lot of fights in that motherfucker. I approach everybody. I've been in a whole lot of fights.
And then, you know, I walk off or something. You know, now you worried. And calm down, you know, we just wandering off, looking.
No, we'd be wandering together. I'm sorry, I mean, that's just pretty hard.
Well, he wandered off, he's the one would wander off, that's what I'm saying, he would wander off, go upstairs. Probably
and when he came back,
he'll find him a girl, or he'll be like trying to get her. He'll tell me to get this girl, or whatever. And I'll go get him.
Damn, that easy, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll never get invited to those kind of parties. I sure would go. I mean, if it's that easy.
Yeah.
I would definitely go in a heartbeat. You should invite me to one. I'll come down and go. Straight up. Just be ready to fight when we get there. I'm going to start some shit up in that motherfucker.
You bring your mother nature with you?
Hell no.
He
I can't have no fun there.
He ain't going nowhere either.
Exactly.
You're
going to be sitting right there.
I'm going to visit my dad.
You better
you know,
host
I just
your
want to
archive.
Experience something
you
like
better
that.
Host your archive this show.
Okay.
Right. Oh, so you're going to see your dad, huh?
I was just playing. But I'm just saying, I would love to go to one of those. I'm going to put that on my fantasy list. To go to a sex party, just to see how it is.
Yeah, you do that. It's very fun.
Yes, it is. I enjoy
it. See, everybody done been to one except me. You been to one, man?
Well, I ain't been the one that's been organized the way that the ones that they've been to that's organized. I done just been places and the motherfucker done jumped off. I haven't been to no organized one like that.
Yeah, the one I went to have food and alcohol and dance floor and all kind of rooms. I mean, it was just amazing.
See, that's
alcohol?
Yeah,
you can bring all alcohol too.
Yeah. You can bring a bottle, and they got all kind of bottles sitting up there, whatever you want.
Yeah, all lubricants and lotions and condoms everywhere.
Everywhere.
They have all.
We shared a 3-pack of Magnum. Hey, nigga, you get one, I get one, you get one. It's all right.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice. I'd have to jump in. I couldn't stand there and watch that shit. I'd go crazy. I couldn't sit there and just watch 30 motherfuckers fucking and just stand there and watch. I'd have to join in. I mean, I know y'all say you can't do that, but you have to ask the person.
They have those rooms where, you know, everybody, if you want everybody to join in, you can join in. But they also have the private rooms, too, if you just want a private room with you and, you know, your female and your guy or something like that.
I want the first room. Just point me to the first room. I don't have to ask nobody nothing. I can't get in no kind of trouble. That's the room I want. Imagine that, dog. Just take your pick.
You got the swings all set up. If you want to get on the swing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
They got the tree
house.
Like butt over here.
Well, they had the jacuzzi. Oh, I love.
They had a room with, like, mirrors on the walls, the ceilings, like 6 beds lined up side by side.
Have y'all been to hotels where they have the fantasy rooms?
Yes, fantasy suites. They got a fantasy suite down here. Oh, I love it.
They
had a bed. Like,
they have different
like,
type of rooms. Which one did you have?
I don't know what they called it, but it was like a big ass tree coming from the ceiling to the ground, and then the jacuzzi part had was like climbing into a mountain. Oh, it was awesome! Oh my goodness!
Yeah, all different types of rooms.
We got to do a show from one of them rooms, man, for real.
They got Star Trek and all that crazy.
I know
you've been. Then they got a restaurant right next to it. That's just awesome.
The jacuzzi we had, it fit like 6 people in that mud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd have been floating all over that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
We had so much fun.
I mean, it was from the time we got there to the time we left. We was just, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that
was just the craziest.
I'd have never left the room. Hungry. You ain't hungry.
Well, that's the whole point. It's a fantasy room. They got all different, whatever
Everything.
Your fantasy is. If you a king, you want to be a king, they got like a king's palace and your bed will look like a throne and it's like it's all different types of fantasy, and each room is different.
I ain't wearing shit but the crown.
Okay.
No robe, no nothing. What do you got on the crown? That's some socks.
I was about to say that too. That's some socks.
Crown and some socks. That's it.
Sweet. I looked it up online though. I've checked out some of those rooms. Do be looking nice, man. The cave room. Then they got that the outer space room.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind doing the cave room. Be playing.
I think
that,
that's what I had. I mean, it was just.
Yeah.
Oh, you had to climb into the jacuzzi. It was like rocks coming from out the walls, and it was crazy.
Yeah, play that R. Kelly the Zoo.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I played that all night.
Oh, man. I still want my fantasy in a barn on some hay.
Mm.
The only thing I don't think I've done.
All I need you to do is wear them cowboy boots.
Hey, you son of a bitches, come up out that motherfucking bar. That's your monk ass now, son of a bitch. Hey, I reckon I do want this taste. All right, y'all. We don't know how much longer they're going to let us keep on going. So before they... Or they cut us off.
We want to thank y'all for being the first.
Right.
The inaugural ones.
The inaugural fantasy hour. Now, we're not saying we're going to do this every week, but we will try at least get this going at least once a month.
I like it.
Yeah, your friends. Hey.
That's
fun. I don't know, man. We see how it go. We might try to get one in next week. See how it go.
That's what's up.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, for sure, this is going to be a monthly
thing. When we go, the freakier we get. That's what's up.
Right. So be sure to tell your friends. Like I said, make sure
this is my boo. But like, hold on.
But hold on. Wow.
He does that all the time.
You know, you really can't even get mad no more.
You should expect it. At least
right.
You're doing a conversation.
I mean, she actually be on the phone like we just like this is not a show.
Yeah, like we just kicking it on the phone, like we on four way.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on, y'all. Click.
All right.
Well, thanks, Janine, for calling in for the first show.
Right, God damn.
You're our most faithful listener.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it myself.
All right, y'all, if y'all lose me, that means my phone died because this motherfucker beat it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Like I said, y'all, we're going to try this. I'm not going to say we're going to try it next week, but we're going to try it next week. If not, let's believe we're going to do this once a month.
I'm with that.
So I guess on behalf of Butter, we're going to get up out of here before they cut us off. All right, y'all. Peace.
All right, y'all.